Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is Allah's hukam, it is Allah's order on insan to believe in Allah, to listen to Allah, to accept Allah as our Khaliq, our Creator, our Rabb, our Qadir. Allah, with all His attributes, to accept Allah with all His qualities and Allah's power. And that individual who believes in Allah, who accepts Allah and accepts all of these things, then he is a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a hukam, an order to every individual that believe in me, accept me, and alongside believing in me, accepting me, to believe in my ahkams and to accept my ahkams. Whatever I tell you to do, you should implement that order. And those actions I tell you to refrain from, you should refrain from those actions. And the person in the life who spends his life like this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him a high status. And in the akhirah, Allah gives him a very high status. Every person has a desire that I want to be on the path of Allah and I want to obey Allah's orders. And there's a reason for this, for not practicing, for not doing amal. And this is a very ajeeb and you could say standout reason. And in this day and age, in this generation, this reason is very common amongst a lot of people. Allahu Akbar. Allah is great. That if we practice the deen, then what will the people say? This is a very common excuse muttered by lots of people. That if I practice Allah's deen, then what will the people in the dunya say to me? And for this reason, people don't practice the deen of Islam. Now the deen that I'm presenting in your service, to practice on the deen, I'm not saying that you just pray salah, keep fast and do hajj and give zakah. No. Wherever the order of the deen comes from Allah, that do amal totally on the deen, then the meaning of this deen in reality is that Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love him and obey him and have love for him. And this is the deen and this is practicing the deen. Why? Because Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by leaving him, there's no deen. There's no way of life. And that is not defined as deen. Nabi al-Kareem's personal life, his lifestyle, his actions, was Rasulullah was rahmah, mercy to the universe. He is the jan, the life of the rahmah, mercy. He's given to the people of the world. And Rasulullah is the wasila between us and Allah. He is the intermediary between us and Allah. Between us and Allah, Rasulullah is the wasta. It is through his means that we will get what we need to do. And through Rasulullah we recognize Allah. We recognize who Allah is. We recognize Allah Ta'ala's attributes. We believe in Allah. We accept the orders of Allah. And we recognize Jannah through Rasulullah ﷺ. And to understand what is Jannah, to recognize it, to understand hellfire and araf and the conditions of the hellfire and conditions of the grave. All of this knowledge from alif to ya, A to Z, all of the deen of Islam, we receive via the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that he is the whole deen. His life is the whole deen. Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's lifestyle himself, he is deen itself. And to obey the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to imitate him is deen of Islam. And we'll have to accept this. The person who doesn't accept this, then he's not on the deen of Islam. So if Allah gives an order to do amal on the deen, then what order is Allah giving in reality? What order is Allah giving? That you cannot obey me. You cannot implement my orders, Allah says. The point here is that you will need to imitate and obey and follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam if you want to obey me, Allah says. If you follow him, Allah says, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you will have obeyed me. So today, what deen are we talking about? Like I say, we say that what will the people say? This is not about salah. They say everyone prays salah, different people pray salah in different ways. Everyone goes on hajj and we fast when it comes to fasting. But when it comes to the question of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his ittiba, imitating him, obeying him, following him, practicing his sunnah, that's where people slip down and fall down and trip over. And here too, opposite, you can say, paths have developed. That Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the person who doesn't obey him, and he thinks that he's practicing Islam and he is pious without following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then this is where a person is trapped in a conundrum. Without Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is no deen. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah is discussed, his ittiba, his imitation, following him, then Allah orders. And on this point, our rejection is due to what? Oh no, no, what will the dunya say? What will people say? Where is this necessary? Where is this written? How can I practice in this country? This is the point, isn't it? And in reality, this is the reality that Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's ittaba, to imitate him, to follow him. If the dunya is against this, the people in our family are against this, the people outside we know are against this, our own are against this, the stranger is against this, we have to take swears and mocking and rude gestures, and difficulties begin. And then out of this fear, we say, what will the dunya say? And this is the reality, that this is that, mashallah, action, alhamdulillah, that the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that for us, this is a gift from Allah. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. That we are afraid, aren't we, of this? Oh, for example, if I say, do umrah on this, brother. No, no, I feel like practicing, it was too hard, isn't it? We say this. And the ashik, the lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he'll laugh. And the people present dunya will laugh at me, he'll slander me, he'll joke against me, he'll snigger at me. So for this reason, we've left the deen. We've left practicing the deen. Due to fear of the dunya, people, we've left the deen. And reality, this is the one reason that Abu Jahl, from the time of Abu Jahl till Qiyamah, Abu Jahl will be there on the day of, on that generation, the final generation, they will be against this same deen and the same principles. Whenever a person starts to practice the sunnah, and does the ittaba of Rasulullah, then opposition starts. What have you done here? Why are you practicing this? Why are you doing this? Is this, doesn't this occur? If you're practicing, alhamdulillah, and Allah Ta'ala, may Allah give you more practice and more amal on the deen. And then when you will see no opposition from anywhere. Yeah, even the ghay, those people, even maybe who don't practice Islam, who don't believe Islam, they'll say, oh, this is religion. They'll respect you. But the problem is that our so-called own, the candles in our own house, they start to flicker and they start to complain. What are you doing? What are you doing? Our aziz, mother and father, that there can be no one closer than parents, can they? That's why Sharia says that every order of the parents you have to obey, but beware when the situation becomes that Rasulullah's order comes first, then you have to give up everyone's obedience for the obedience of Rasulullah. Nobody, not even parents, can interfere with the orders of Rasulullah. You can say, sorry, I can't hear you, hear my parents, because I have the most love for my Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and my life, my breath, every breath, everything, my whole life, my status, if in my heart I don't have love for Rasulullah, then what life do I have? What is the point? What is the purpose of life? Every single item of Rasulullah is so precious, like diamonds and pearls are precious for the people of the world. Many times over this, that Rasulullah is like Yaqut for us. He is the most precious of gems for us. And we cannot leave his deen. Sorry. So, the lovers, what do the lovers of Rasulullah say? Those who are cowards, they run away. But the ashikan, the lovers, they stand up. And they put their hands up. And they say, oh, mad people, foolish people, the practice of Islam that you're running away from, this is the greatest ni'mah of Allah, the greatest gift. Why? Because when I follow the sunnah of Rasulullah, this person criticizes me, that person laughs at me, this person mocks at me, this person turns me out of the house, masjid people criticize me, outside people criticize me, on the streets people criticize me, and mountains and mounds of difficulty around me. Look at him, what's he doing? Why is this person practicing this? So at that time it stated that this thing, when it passes through my heart all and it pierces my heart, and they try to attack my heart, these feelings and emotions and criticisms and difficulties and sadness and ups and downs, then this difficulty, the emotion, the pain that I feel, which I'm bearing due to the sunnah of Rasulullah and the love of Rasulullah, then my heart becomes like gold. What does it become? It becomes like gold. Very great qadr of that heart as that person for Allah, that I save you my heart. And this is the mirror of the deen, that when I overcome the pain that has been given to me, when I overcome and I get the victory over my heart of the emotions. So if I translate this for you and I explain to you, then mashallah you know better than me, that Allama Iqbal, great ashik, lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and mashallah all of his couplets and verses were ishq upon ishq, love upon love. He said, foolish person, that you are trying to save the mirror of your heart from what? You are trying, don't save yourself, don't try to save yourself. Your heart is the reflection. It is such a great organ. Don't save it and hide it, that this will happen to the heart and scars will come on my heart and I'll get emotions and pain. Why are you trying to save yourself? The more your heart breaks, the more scars that come on your heart, the more attacks on the heart, that due to the criticism of the world, due to the mockery from the people of the world, due to the love of Allah and the love of Rasulullah, the more scars and wounds and marks that come on your heart, criticism. This is a great, great achievement. Allah has made your heart, then in closeness to Allah, then you become the mahbub of Allah due to this feeling, due to this condition. So this is what happens, isn't it? Obviously there's sadness, you're walking around, oh look at you, what's this appearance you've made on, you ashamed of yourself, you fundamentalist, look at you, what you're doing, why are you practicing like this, people laugh, and you feel angry or distressed, then you say, no, Rasulullah, I will have to stay silent for the sake of his sunnah. But you get anger, you feel angry inside, and imagine your heart at that time, the anger or the sadness, your child is coming home, a son, you're practicing the deen, a boy is walking past you, he comes to you, I'm this person, he said this to me, he called me names, and I was going to the madrasa and he laughed at me, he joked against me, he pulled my imam and threw it onto the ground. Don't you feel sad when you hear this? We stated that the heart, when it feels that pain for the sake of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then don't try to run away from that. Don't cry due to that. Don't put your head into the sand, oh, I'll get criticized more. No, practice it more, so that more criticism comes, alhamdulillah. So more criticism comes, and so that more rocks are thrown onto that. And this is the test of love. This is the test of ishq. I'll give you an example, a great example, so you understand this. Mashallah, all of you are ashiks and lovers, and you are dhakir, and you love Allah and His Rasul, you are pious servants of Allah, you are walis of Allah, mashallah, you people. You're doing the work of the walis of Allah. Who comes to dhikr today? Who wears imamah today? Is this easy? Who wears dhoti? Who wears the izhar? Who, mashallah, looks after his beard properly? This is the shan and the glory of the walis of Allah. The sunnah and dhikr in parallel, subhanallah. Then what? That's the sign of the walis of Allah. Do you think the walis have horns on their head or signs? No. Inshallah, you'll remember the words of this fakir, that there are two ways you need to grab two things, sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu, and don't be worried about people who mock you and jest against you. And if you keep dhikr of Allah, beloved to you, you're not afraid of your nafs. Now what makes you afraid of dhikr? Your nafs. And who makes you afraid of sunnah? The mockery of the dunya. If you are not afraid of these two things and you hold firm and you don't worry about small mistakes and sins, inshallah your sheikh is qabil, capable, that you will definitely go into paradise, I guarantee you. These words, when they come out from my tongue, alhamdulillah, then they come out, I tell you this. That maybe people don't like when they say, and afterwards I have to edit the bayan, that people start saying I say this and that. But when Allah makes me say things, then I say the things openly, without hesitation. Without hesitation. So I'll tell you an event now upon this point. I remember a point here. These are, it's a light discussion we're having today, isn't it? There's no strictness here. I'm not telling anybody off. Today is a light discussion. I'm making you ashiks, mashallah. That the love of Allah and His Rasul comes out. You are now solid, aren't you? How much you get enjoyment. Knew this. So don't be afraid of the swears and the criticism. And keep the libas and keep the sunnah practice for this reason. You want people to criticize you. If after practice the sunnah, someone's not criticizing you, saying barakah to you, then you should feel sad. What's happened to the people in the world today? They're not criticizing me now. They're not joking against me. They're not laughing against me. And then you should say, Allah, subhanallah, I've practiced the sunnah, I started practicing it, and they've accepted the sunnah that I'm practicing. And then, mashallah, the acceptance will come. And that person who is like an animal who has Quran in his heart and he leaves the sunnah? Is it that person who has the Quran and the uloom in his heart and he rejects the sunnah? Tell me, what kind of individual is that? What status he got in the dunya, that kind of person? What is the value of Nabi Al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's deen? Is there any other value in this world? Has anybody got a price tag in this world against the sunnah? No way. And imagine the value of that individual with the fadl, the grace and the mercy of Allah. He doesn't care about the dunya and the laughing and the criticism and the mockery and the gestures. And he lives the life according to the color of the sunnah. This is ishq. This is, shall I give you the proof? Shall I tell you a story? True story. True story in the kitabs. And I'll tell you the story about a great buzurg, Sayyid Hassan Rasul. Ajeeb name. Sayyid Hassan Rasul Numa was his name. And then you'll understand the name. He was a Sayyid. He was Hassan. Rasul Numa was what? Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to his walis, he shows them beautiful effects and experiences in their life and gives them good status, good attributes, good level, good rank. And Allah ta'ala gives them their unique practice, their unique way of life, their unique character and their emotions. You cannot link one shape with another shape. This is a great field of roses that when you go into the garden of flowers of the walis of Allah, you'll smell the different fragrances, but they are all linked to one flower. Because they are all ashiks of Rasulullah. Just for example, and you go that you go into a garden, you see different flowers, you will pull one flower, chambeli or chamba or rose or a tulip or different rose or flowers that you will be attracted to, isn't it? But they are all flowers that smell beautiful and fragrant. So the gulab, there are gulabs amongst all the flowers. I remember a couplet, a verse here, that like the gulabs, there are many flowers. And Hazur, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from all of the prophets, is like the rose compared to all of the other flowers. Just like the gulab, the rosebud, compared to all of the other flowers, is just like our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he is compared to all of the other Anbiya, he is unique and stands out. He's the best, the greatest. So he was Sayyid Hassan Rasul Numa, this Wali of Allah. Now what was his special character? G point I'm telling you now. His speciality was that he would allow people to do ziyarah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine the qualities that Allah had given to him. His special effect was what? This wali wala, that he would enable other people, whoever wanted to do ziyarah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then this shaykh would enable them. So his name became famous. Rasul Numa was added to his name. That if you have his sohbat, then you will do the ziyarah of Rasulullah. Imagine that shaykh who enables you to do ziyarah, then imagine his ziyarah and his status, that once if he did ziyarah, what his ziyarah would be like. So once his wife said that, look Hazrat, my husband, I am also your wife. And all the people in the world, you have enabled them to do ziyarah and dream of the Prophet. Now it's dark in the house. Allow me to do ziyarah. I'm zaif, I'm weak. Allow me to do ziyarah as well of Rasulullah, my husband. And the wali, as I said, they have great effects and qualities. Is it my wife? Okay, I'll enable you to do ziyarah as well. So what happened? She said, okay, fine. That's afterwards to do ziyarah. He said, do this first. Today do this. Have a bath. Do a ghusl. And you know the clothes that you wore on your wedding night? Wear the nice clothes and put your makeup. Make yourself look. Put all your jewels on, your jewelry. And make yourself up and make yourself look very good. And then sit down. And how old was she? 80 years old. His wife. He said, what's this method? He said, just do what I'm saying to you and do this. She said, okay. She had a bath, washed, took the clothes out. Very old clothes, the colorful red clothes of the wedding. She put the dupatta on and she put the bangles on and put the fragrance on and all of the makeup and attraction, etc. And she made herself up and she sat down. And she said, let's see what happens now. And then Hazrat, what did he do, her husband? That he went to his brother and said, that look, that your sister, what's happened to her? That look her age, is this her age to have makeup and look good and to put on the jewels and the clothes? What's she doing? Go and explain to her that you don't do this, this is a bad thing. This is not the age. So is this the age? Does this justify your age, what you're doing? That look from your own eyes, that what she's doing in this age, what action she started to do. So he said, no, I cannot accept this. He said, go and look yourself, you'll see. That I'm coming from home. So he went to the house. He said, huh? What is it you're doing? What is it you're doing? Have you gone mad? You're 80 years old. This is your age. And what's this makeup and attraction? And he was upset with her. What's this you're doing? And then this broke her heart. The arrow in the heart pierced her heart. So her heart was pierced. She said, what's this? That my husband told me do this. And now all of the blame has come onto me. And in that state, she started to cry. She was emotional. That very bad game is being played with me. Dhulam and oppression. And in that state she cried, and when she went to sleep, then subhanAllah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Jane Rahmah, mercy to the world, said, why do you cry? You said yourself you want to do ziyarah, now the ziyarah has come to you. I've come in your dream. So brothers, if the heart doesn't have the hurt or the pain, if you save it from the world, but when you practice the sunnah, and if you don't take the rocks and the stones and the mockery from the dunya, then not in this dunya, even in the akhirah, you won't do the ziyarah. If you don't take the darkness and the negativities from the dunya. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you have to give something to gain something. So to do amal on the sunnah of Rasulullah, to leave it from this fear, being scared, people will say this to me, or laugh at me, or be hard for me, my heart will be heavy, my heart, then that's it. No, do it for this reason. Practice the deen for this reason. I'll tell you the truth, that when the heart starts to break, and the difficulties come, even recently, I myself witnessed an event just some days ago. One poor soul, he was a brother, and he told me his story, he explained a very painful story, heartbreaking story. I said, oh, your heart must have broken proper, and was a very desperate story, you can say. And I turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said that his heart has become very precious, Haji sahab, that he's taken all the numbers. He's progressed higher than all of us. He's so immersed in difficulty. He's calling out to Allah and Rasulullah, and this is what's happening, and this has happened to me, and difficulties, I'm stood on haq, on the right, and this dhulam is happening with him, and due to practicing the deen, and this is the dhulam that's happened to him. I said, ya Allah, his heart must have become very precious and valuable. Subhanallah. He said, Hazrat, I want to tell you a dream, that in the night Rasulullah came to my ziyarah. And to us, brothers, look at us, we count our prayers and our ibadah, alhamdulillah, this is precious, but this is not what counts, reality. If on the heart we don't have the scars and the wounds, due to whom? Due to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, due to their deen. Otherwise we have many scars on our hearts. Work, distress, money, business, family, thousands of problems in the dunya, isn't it? We have lots of clouds that have covered our hearts. But what's the value of this? This is just like a stone that's lying in the street. People are kicking that stone. There's dust on it. Is there any value of this? Nothing. There's no value. And this is the value of our hearts today. The sadness, oh, I'm sad today. Oh, our problems in my life. I'm very upset due to this person. Due to my children, I'm upset. No money, my business not running. Who asked about this? There's one pain, one distress that has value in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we should have loss and pain for the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then your pain will become so valuable. And we're running away from this pain. We don't want this pain. Imagine, we are trying to save ourselves from this pain and distress of following the deen. And the results of the deen. To save ourselves from this pain and distress, I speak about people with high status on darja of ilm and uloom. Oh, don't do this. What will the dunya say? Oh, don't do this. This will become difficult for us. Oh, did someone tell you to practice? No, I told you. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's value, Allah knows best. He is the intermediary, the means for us to gain success on the Day of Judgment. He is the reason for the universe. If Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasn't present, Allah would not have created the universe. There would be no map, no earth, no skies, no heavens, no earth, no mountains. Nobody would be living if it wasn't for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Isn't this the case? The cause and cream of creation. And due to him, to take a criticism in the dunya, imagine the value of that criticism that we will take. Greater than millions of ibadah. Millions of ibadah is to take the flak when you're following the sunnah. And in such a place to do amal, where every moment there are rocks and boulders throwing you on the bus, taking the swears. You're in somebody's shop, swear words coming towards you. People laughing at you, going left. People laughing at you, going right. People laughing at you, swearing at you, joking against you. Now, in the center, this occurs. In the Arndale Center was my shop, which I used to run. In the middle of that big center, and things used to occur. So without this, there's no enjoyment. There's no giving. No. I want to have good friendship with Rasulullah, and I don't want to nothing. And subhanallah, a person's imama should not come off ever. That place, if we know we're going to get criticism or swears, we have to bear it. Persevere, otherwise there's no value of your salah, I tell you. Put the khutbah, put the fatwa on me if you want. There's no value of ibadah. The value of your ibadah will only come when you imitate the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah. All of your ibadah will be thrown here, there and everywhere. Your Qur'an, your ibadah will be thrown away to the side if you don't practice the deen upon the sunnah of Rasulullah. Rasulullah didn't say, "Man habba sunnati fa man ahabbani wa man ahabbani kana ma'iyya fil jannati." Allah's Nabi has given a great maqam for his sunnah. For this reason, that when you do amal on my sunnah, then you will be so immersed, mashallah, in the deen, that the people of your family won't like you, the people outside won't like you, the people even do ibadah won't like you. They'll say you're mad, foolish, crazy. They'll say you're a donkey because you're practicing too much on the sunnah. Man ahabba sunnati. That's why Rasulullah gave a great reward, that don't fear, don't be scared. There's a great reward for this. The reward for this is so great, that a person cannot imagine the reward he will get for practicing sunnah. Now look, what is the thawab of practicing the sunnah? For wearing the imamah, what is the thawab? For keeping the beard, what is the thawab? Rasulullah's lifestyle, to wear the attire, the dress code of Rasulullah, imagine the thawab. Whatever Rasulullah like that, imagine the, because Allah hasn't said fard wajib here. Allah has given the reward. There's no fard here, there's no wajib here, there's no sunnah here. What is the reward? Man ahabba sunnati. If you love my imamah, if you love my imamah, how much love? That when you see the imamah, you kiss it, embrace it, you put scent on it, fragrance on it, and you love it, and you purposely go in the company of those people who dislike this practice. You put the imam on and you go into the company of the, and you don't come to the wedding like this. People laugh at you. If you come to my wedding like this and sit with the imamah, Mawlana's come, they'll say, "No, okay, I won't go." And then you go in three ways, mashallah. And even if you don't wear the imamah normally, then you wear the imamah, the libas of the sunnah fragrance. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Purposely you go and show. Will we do this? Will you have courage for this? You can't become a nashik without this. What is the reward? Ma'anna habba sunnati, said Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You've loved my sunnah. Whoever loves my sunnah, know that you just wear the imam to the masjid. No, this is not love. Part-time sunnah, you hide and run from the side and go to the masjid. No, go to such a place where no one's practicing the sunnah. Everyone is in different colors and different attire, and you are in the color, the form, the appearance of the sunnah. And you revive and make alive the sunnah of Rasulullah SAW. Isn't this a person who's alive then? And what's the reward? Man ahabba sunnati, fa man ahabbani, said Rasulullah. That you have loved my sunnah, then I love you in turn, said Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I love you in turn. Imagine. That's why Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is given a great rank and status. After this, it will be very difficult. Very, so much so, a person's heart will be pierced with the criticism. But I will come to that person's dream and give him peace and satisfaction. Those who practice the sunnah, who have love for the sunnah, muhabbat for the sunnah, for them, Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa glad tidings and ziyaras are open playing field. Ziyara, witnessing the ziyara. So let's do dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, me as well, because I am very weak compared to you. You are pious brothers. May Allah give me the true love. What is true love? That this dunya that we're living, that due to the fear of the dunya, we should not discard or leave or reject the sunnah. Nova should we, or criticism, problems, we should never discard the sunnah of Rasulullah for whatever reason. It doesn't matter what anyone says. We are the ones, and we will continue to adhere to the sunnah come what may. Should we do this or not, my brothers, my friends? And this is the basis of success in our life, inshallah. Then see if you get the flower of love for Rasulullah in this world, then in the akhirah, subhanAllah, open playing field, great rank and status. From today, promise doesn't matter what happens, but we will do total 100% amal on the sunnah of Rasulullah. I don't do this for showing people or taking or giving from people. This is my personal matter. Especially if you're taking swears, if people are swearing, mocking you, jesting against you, then you should consider this as your good fortune. That Allah loves me so much that Allah selected me to practice the sunnah of his Habib. So I take the criticism from people. Siddiqi Akbar, the ashik of his time, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, who was the lover of his time, Hazrat Bilal, radiyallahu anhu, Habshi, radiyallahu anhu, great ashik, had so much love and darja and status. Why did he attain this? Tell me. Why? And the day of Qiyamah, who will have the highest rank? He will be going first into paradise. How? Because it is that same Bilal who will take the rein of the camel of Rasulullah and walk into paradise first. He will go first, isn't it? Why? Because he said, they said, burn him, lying down on the rocks, on the burning sand, and close off the water supplies to him and stretch his skin, pull off his skin. But he said, I will stay the ashik of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and on my tongue will come your durood and the dhikr of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to do amal on this. Ameen. Let's recite Durood Sharif.